I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
NC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5.
That's what we call ourselves, sort of like a team.
A Gal Media Station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. Right off the bat, the comedian in the group, Nick Sciarra, tries to be funny. Weird Al.
So we're supposed to be doing songs about dieting, making you feel good, and you hit us with I'm Fat by Weird Al.
I thought I had cleared approval prior to the show.
I'm just mad because I wanted this to be my first song. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm thinking as soon as we all agreed, I was like, oh, I know what song I'm going with. First, I'm going with I'm Fat.
That's exactly
Second,
what I think.
I'm going with I'm Too Sexy. And then both of you a-holes took those songs from me.
We stole around here.
You stole my cheering. I don't appreciate it.
How's your list coming along?
I just thought of one more. So I'm at six. I got two to go.
Yeah, not that easy, is it?
No. Whose idea was this? This is stupid.
I just retweeted.
Can I do Cheeseburgers in Paradise?
Sure.
That's a diet song, right?
No, okay. Sure. I'll allow it.
Sorry. You'll allow it because you're hoping that we allow everything you put on your list. You were sitting in the production meeting firing off, can I put this song in? Can I do that?
What about All You Can Eat by the Fat Boys?
Yeah.
No?
I had Heavy D. More bounce to the ounce. I just retweeted. ESPN sent out this video. There's a kid that's 22 months old that's in a batting cage swinging at golf balls and whapping the crap out of them.
Really?
Looks like a Hall of Famer the way he's swinging the bat. And by the way, did you see? I know you didn't, Barry. And that's not no slap at you because I don't blame you. But last night in the NBA, got a little feisty in the Raptors Heat game.
Yeah, what was that about? What happened?
So
do tell.
During the game, Serge Ibaka got into it with James Johnson. And Johnson used to be here. He's a black belt. So Serge likes to do that little kind of shove in the chest, push move. And Johnson was like, do it one more time. They squared off. They started to basically try and throw punches at each other. They were both ejected. And then it was a great game. And Toronto scored with about 3.5 seconds to go. And they go down to the other end. And Wayne Ellington scores at the buzzer. And ends the game. And right as the game ends, DeMar DeRozan squares off with who's the guy who used to play here, the point guard? Dragic. Yeah. Goran Dragic. And Dragic ain't backing down. Eric Spoelstra goes to try and separate the two of them and almost catches a right hook from DeRozan.
He almost got Van Gundy.
And they kept going at it. And it was like, oh, let's hope these two teams meet in the playoffs because they were getting feisty last night. But don't mess with Johnson, by the way.
No.
Black belt. You just don't do that.
Well, wait. Black belt in what? Karate or jiu-jitsu?
I think it's jiu-jitsu.
Because is it bad that I don't really respect black belts in karate?
I'm sure they don't respect you either, but so it's mutual. But I don't know. What's your beef?
Well, yeah, what's the beef?
Now, if you're telling me it's Lyoto Machida, I respect that. All right.
What about Akuma Matata? I don't know what Loyola Machida is.
He's a MMA UFC fighter. Okay. And his base discipline is karate.
I think Sage is based as a karate.
Point karate.
You're not giving him credit?
Not for point karate.
Negative?
Not point karate. Definitely not point karate. If it's point karate is the karaoke of the music world. To me. It's like the karaoke of fighting. It's like, eh, you just barely tap each other, and no, I don't, I, like, at least in karate, you're defending strikes and kicking people and trying to knock them out and stuff. Not so much in point karate. I mean, you get, you know, you learn certain things and tactics that you can see he uses. You'll notice a lot of times in MMA when a fighter kind of gets sideways and tries to sidekick a lot, that's a point karate guy. And that's what Sage will do quite often. But I just, like, after, like, coming up, I wanted to learn karate as a kid. Did you ever want to learn or do karate?
I was intrigued by it, but I never...
I bought a book on karate and tried to teach myself in my living room, which was just the worst. I would try to karate chop my dog, but not like that's hurt nice. It, but just practicing on it, you know, like just different blocks and all that. But then once I got into MMA and started really seeing what it meant to fight and learning how to fight, you realize that, man, if you're really wanting to protect yourself in the streets and you tried karate on someone, you're going to get your ass whooped. Yep. Even if they don't know karate, you're probably going to get your ass whooped. But if you know jiu-jitsu or wrestling or maybe even boxing or Muay Thai or something like that, you stand a much better chance of defending yourselves in the street than just straight karate. Now, that, you know, those are my views and only my views. Don't get mad at anybody else. And I'm sure the hate from all the karate black belts is coming and they're going to threaten to fight me or whatever. But that's just, I've always felt that way, especially after watching and really learning, not necessarily learning, but studying the different disciplines in MMA. But that's just me.
Okay.
Yep. Real quickly, mm-hmm. Where'd it go? Chris Householder was asking about the weight loss challenge. He wants to start a group on Facebook. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to retweet his tweet. @BarryIsFunny. If you want to get in on this group on Facebook, enjoy. Because he's like, yeah, if everybody wants to get together and play some ball, try to burn a few calories, that I think that's a great idea. So I'm going to retweet his. You guys go out there and find him and hook up and join the Facebook group and all that. And I'm sure he can give you guys the info.
No doubt.
All right.
Very good.
Cool.
You and I are both on the committee for the first ever sports awards.
Made me feel important until I found out 8,000 people are on that thing.
Yeah, there was a lot. And you know that they're not all getting tickets to the gala, but...
Wait, we don't get to go?
I mean, I think... Well, you could apply for a press credential, it said on the press release.
Let me tell you how pissed I'm going to be.
Oh, well. Prepare yourself, young man.
I'm going to be so upset if I did all of this work... I had to go out and find a high school athlete of the year.
I'm with you.
Do you realize it was harder to do that than it is to find these stupid songs for today?
And here's the thing. We put some thought into it, at least I did, and you let the listeners vote.
That's true.
Right? But when I see the final list, some of them, good. Some of them, what are you people doing? Coach of the year is either Wilmer Cabrera of the Dynamo, Mike D'Antoni of the Rockets, A.J. Hinch of the Astros, or Richard Flores from Cy Falls, or Ed Pustajovsky from Cy Fair. No offense to either high school coach.
Say that last one?
Pustajovsky.
Are you getting that right?
I don't know. But all I know is I can get it right on who's going to win that award, and it's not going to be one of the two high school coaches.
He's like, I don't know. Like, what do you want from me? I'm sure somebody that has a kid at Cy Fair is going to be calling or tweeting or texting. That's not how you say it.
Moment of the year. Uh-huh. Jeff Bagwell's Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, really?
World Series Game 5, World Series Game 7, or Claire Jeffries, homecoming queen kicker, Pearland Dawson.
What?
I cannot make this up. It's on the list.
What?
Yeah. Event of the year, World Series, Super Bowl, Astros Championship Parade.
A parade?
How do you put the parade on there?
Who... I don't want to go now. No, don't. I don't even want to go. Give the tickets to
Pustajovsky. I hope I'm saying it right. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, really, event of the year. I get Super Bowl and World Series, but aren't there other things? Maybe Rockets playoffs.
Athlete of the year they got right with Altuve, Harden, D-Hop, and George Springer.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't argue with that.
College athlete of the year, and I think you and I both went with Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
Or Nicole Mendez, University of Oklahoma, or Justin Jackson, who's from here, played basketball at University of North Carolina, now with the Sacramento Kings.
Mm-hmm. Coach of the Year. Yeah, you already read those.
Yeah, I read those. And yeah. And they're going to announce the high school athlete of the year and fan of the year nominees next week.
Well, it sounds like a lot of people in the committee are all out in the Cypress Fairbanks Independent School District, because there's a Cy Falls High School coach and a Cy Fair High School coach. Yeah. And there's many high schools that exist around this city. Okay. All right. The only thing that stands out to me on this list that I just shake my head at is the Astros Championship Parade.
I couldn't believe that.
Just a parade. Just a parade. The World Series win is by far the event of the year. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, and Super Bowl was a great event for the city, but think about how long it's been since a team in this city won a world championship.
Yep.
It's a big deal.
Yep.
We can talk about all that if you want, or anything else. And by the way, other news of the day, if you're hoping Alabama sucks next year, they still recruited really well, but they are losing three quality players to the NFL draft, as they just announced wide receiver Calvin Ridley, defensive tackle De'Ron Payne, and backup running back who loves Donald Trump, Bo Scarborough, are all turning pro. Other running back Damian Harris is going to stay.
By the way, for event of the year, I just went back and looked because I had to make sure that it happened on January 7th, 2017. The Texans beat the Oakland Raiders in the wild card round of the playoffs. Why wouldn't that be on there?
Should have been. And
winning a playoff game.
And who says you couldn't have four nominees instead of three? Everything else did.
But why wouldn't you put over the parade?
Well, there goes our seats at the table.
Well, we're not going.
We're not going. That's it. Nick, you can apply for a credential, though. You're in.
Yep. You can sit next to Pooja Dilla. What?
I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
In the event that I'm not saying it right, I'm not going to keep beating.
That's
that.
Why I keep asking you to say it. Yeah. I'm thinking it's right.
Yeah. All right. So we're deep into hour number two as Nick is giving us his playlist for his workout songs as we continue with Wayback Wednesday. We also have plenty more going on. So if you want to join the show, as we always say, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. And we'll get to more in just minutes. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. That was mentioned in my Wayback Wednesday.
Yeah, so come to find out, Mike from Get Me and what else?
He's not Get Me anymore.
It's not Get Me?
He got. He's from Pick Me.
Pick Me.
Pick Me.
And they're snitching, saying I said mean things about Esme. Esme knows exactly what I was going to say because she's the one that told me to set it. And you know what, Mike?
Told you
no
to set
one
it.
Likes a snitch. I'm unfollowing you on Twitter. I'm unfollowing you on Instagram. I'm unfollowing you. I'm blocking you on Facebook. I'm just blocking you. No one likes to snitch. There's that.
Yeah.
You know what people do like?
Trying to find Mike's trailer.
Wow.
We can get our listeners on it.
Gosh. I'm going to read this. I'm going to get this in.
Get me, baby.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to do it next break now. I'm not going to try it now. We'll do it next break.
Oh, Magic Mike is in there. Come on. He signed up for the weight loss challenge.
Did he?
Yeah, he weighed
in.
Yep, he's
nice.
In.
Nice.
Yep. Nick, like by the way, is not even eligible.
Is he? Yeah. Is he? Is Mike eligible to win all the fancy prizes that we have?
He is eligible
to win.
You're
not an employee of the station, are you? Okay, well, then you're eligible.
He's eligible to win a mirror.
Boy, you are relentless on that dude. I kind of feel bad now. I feel bad that I'm going to block him. I'm still blocking him. I'm not going back on that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He snitched on me.
Because he narked on you. Yeah.
Or did you?
No.
I feel like you would snitch on me before he would.
No, I walked by the front desk and Mike was like, oh, I already told Esme. Yeah, I told her that Barry, I want the nurse's outfit. He mentioned it.
No. Yeah.
Esme was all for it, by the way.
I know. That's what I said. I would not come on here and disrespect Esme like that without her consent first. She's the one that brought it all up. In fact, I had just walked by to get this little card on Healthy Gourmet, and she's the one that was like, hey, tell everybody Hot Nurse Esme's in here.
That's first of all, you got to be careful these days, though. But I'm not. You're not lying. She's not lying. Esme's a pretty lady.
She is.
Yep.
If you want to weigh in and you,
easy.
You know, all right.
Okay. Easy. Thank you. Easy.
I'm just saying, if you want to, you know, you want to weigh in and have somebody easy on the eyes, record your. She's easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
She's that's all I was gonna say.
Okay.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
You,
I know. We have an HR department. I don't want to get in trouble. So yeah, I'll just shut up and stop talking now.
Other news of the day, by the way, the Titans have ruled out DeMarco Murray against the Patriots. So for the callers yesterday that were fired up about the two-headed monster going into New England, it's one-headed.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You're not going to have DeMarco Murray against the Patriots. That's not helping. Great news out of Pittsburgh as Ryan Shazier attends practice.
Really?
For the Steelers preparing for the divisional round. That is great news. Obviously,
that is badass.
People, he's not attending practice like participants.
Yeah, but he's out. I mean, he's
there watching
around.
And
great.
Moving around. Fantastic news there. So that's big. And by the way, this story, which was, I was driving in and they were mentioning updates, the sports update. And they said that Texas was playing tonight, but that guard Andrew Jones was out with an illness. Now it comes out that he has leukemia.
Oh, that sucks.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
He was their leading scorer. He was averaging, you know, he actually was a McDonald's All-American and thought about coming out after his freshman year. He returned after attending the scouting combine in the offseason, has averaged double figures, and now has been diagnosed with leukemia, and his family's asking, obviously, for prayers and to stick with him in this tough time with some good thoughts. So we're with you, Andrew Jones. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's very sad.
I hate hearing that.
That's very sad.
Especially, I mean, and basically, I'm sure he's got great medical attention, everything else. But if he had declared after his freshman year and got that contract to make sure everything was taken care of and everything, but as a college athlete, man, I hope he's got the right medical attention because prayers are with him. That's a tough deal.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah.
Always sad. Always sad to hear those things.
No doubt.
Can I change my list, by the way, Nick?
You guys, jeez.
He was talking to me in my ear. He didn't even say it out on the air.
Changing your list midstream.
What?
Not doing your list until right before we go on the air or while we're on the air.
I'm changing it.
Lenny gave me a good one. He said, has anybody played Let's Get Physical by Olivia Newton-John?
That's what I'm adding. Stop it.
Damn it, Nick.
Stop it.
I hate you.
I'm going out with it right now.
Oh, God.
By the way, you're screwed because Nick's the man with the buttons.
I know.
So, Nick, by the way, you can use Buttons by the Pussycat Dolls if you need another one.
That's not pre 2000.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nope.
I didn't use it.
I was looking at our rundown since I didn't add anything to it. I saw this.
Thanks for participating.
Yeah, Nick Saban not interested in the Giants head coaching job.
That's gone back and forth. You know, first it was Belichick leaving Patriots at the end of the year for the Giants.
Because of the kerfluffle between Belichick and Brady and
Kraft.
Which yeah. I read. Did you read that whole thing? Did you read about
it? It's just petty.
I think the root of it is Brady and that guy
trainer.
TB12
yeah.
Guerrero or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a weird story, because you would think that those guys, but I guess it's like anything. If you're around people long enough and you reach a level of success, ego takes over. And all three of those guys have a huge, Robert Kraft has a huge ego because he's a billionaire and he's been successful in business. And with the success that Belichick and Brady have both achieved, you know, both of their, because I'm sure if you talk to Tom Brady and put him up to a lie detector and you did the same thing to Bill Belichick, they would take credit. Each of them would individually take credit for the success of that team. I think Belichick would say, Tom Brady's a good quarterback, but when he was out, we won. The schemes that I put employed, it's just one player, yada, yada, yada. And I think if you hooked up Brady, he would say, yeah, he didn't do anything in Cleveland, but when he came here and he had me, we started winning. So I think both of them would take credit, and they would both partially deserve it. But I think at the end of the day, it's everybody's ego stepping on everybody else's ego.
I was talking to Salisbury, and then Salisbury, I was listening to him the other day on the way home. And he made some great points, but he said Brady's a liar if he didn't say he had a problem with Garoppolo in the first place, because no one, whether you're at the top of your game or you're trying to get there, no one within that position in professional sports likes anybody trying to take their job. See Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. See Joe Montana with Steve Young.
Especially at his age.
Right. And so part of that, the things that make him great, part of the characteristics that make him great is the insecurity of no matter how good you are, being a little ticked off if they're trying to bring someone in that's going to be your ultimate successor, regardless of when that may be.
Well, so now think about this, though. I disagree a little bit because using one of the names that you mentioned, Aaron Rodgers, when the Packers went out and got Brett Hundley, you think Aaron Rodgers is worried about his job right now? No.
No, not Brett Hundley.
But that's
Brett Hundley
point.
Was like a fifth-round pick as opposed
but
it, to...
But everybody knows. Younger. Yeah, yeah. And Aaron's a lot younger and not in danger of coming to the end of his career. Tom Brady's approaching 40.
Sure, right.
He's on the downside. Even though he's performing well, his body is on the downside of his career. He's going to start.
But Rodgers was a first-round pick. So if you go say this year somehow the Packers trade up and they end up getting a pick and they take Baker Mayfield or they somehow find a Sam Darnold, Rodgers going to have a problem with that. I mean, not that he's going to go out and say, I want to be traded, but he's going to be, believe me, he's going to be a little chapped about that. And I see your point because Brady's on the downside.
Yeah, and everyone knows why the Patriots went out and got Garoppolo. Otherwise, you could have just picked up a retread like they did with Hoyer to begin with. But they went out and got Garoppolo to be the quarterback of the future. That's why the Packers went out and got Aaron Rodgers, because at some point, everyone knew that Brett Favre was going to either be forced out.
Fell into their lap.
Or was, yeah. But, I mean, that's the reason they made sure. that move. So I get it in that regard.
Well,
I get
even
it.
Even Brissett. Jacoby Brissett was a guy that they saw something in, but it wasn't to the level of Jimmy Garoppolo, so Brady wasn't too worried about that. But they ended up turning that around and getting something out of that deal, too.
But that's what I mean. That's what the point I was making was it all comes back to ego and how good that guy is. Because Brady is threatened by Garoppolo. He wasn't threatened by Jacoby Brissett, just like Aaron Rodgers isn't threatened by Brett Hundley.
But to your point, the training staff was also threatened. Because they think they got a job to do. And now all of a sudden your quarterback's bringing in his trainer. And
what was that dude's name? Guerrero, right?
I think you're right. Yeah.
Alex Guerrero.
Yeah, Alex Guerrero. And it's the TB12 performance facility, right? Which is one thing. If you say, hey, Tom's going over to the TB12 building to go get some treatment, all right? Players are allowed on their own time to get whatever treatment they want. Some teams allow it more than others. Other teams say, as long as you're on our payroll and we're worried and your health is of our concern, that you have to deal with our physicians. But then the guy gets his own office. Then he's allowed with all access on the practice fields, on the planes. He's traveling on road trips.
But what did you expect when you allow that? See, the deal is, what happens is they're actually paying for these type of like therapists and like trainers.
Sure.
Twice now. Because they have to pay for the medical staff that they already have on the New England Patriots, and then they get billed by TB12.
Oh, he was actually getting billed? Or he was billing the Patriots. For the players? See, that's BS.
He was billing the Patriots, plus they're already paying the staff that they have on the medical staff that's with the New England Patriots. So they're paying twice.
See, that's
BS. So obviously, and that's the point I made last week on the show on SB Nation, was if I'm trying to make a
Which
point,
can be heard when?
Saturdays from 2 to 4.
Okay.
On SB Nation Radio, the sister network. And I said, look, if I'm a trainer and my whole goal, my whole goal is to get him back on the field as quickly as possible. What makes me better if I'm Alex Guerrero, if I'm giving you the same advice about what you need to do to get back on the field as the medical staff on the New England Patriots? Nothing. I might as well not even be existent. I have to give different advice. So, of course, it's going to conflict. And, of course, it's going to cause problems.
And
Robert Kraft should have known that.
But they also said his methods were different. Like, he was known for really deep tissue massages that would have the players that they couldn't do anything for the next 24
hours.
They're in
pain. Yeah.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I've had a deep tissue massage. They hurt. But they said his methods were unorthodox. They
Dude
could be
thinks
painful.
He has a cure for cancer, by the way. Let's throw that out there, too. Nick, to your point, which makes it, the thing that makes it even worse is when they don't agree to Barry's point, what he's making here, too, I think, is when the treatments are, they differ. So when they're saying, when the medical staff of the team is saying, hey, you need ice, you need, you know, this, you need that, and this prescription. And all of a sudden, this guy's saying, no, you don't need any of that. You need to do this instead with us, and then you do this stretching regimen, and then you do a deep tissue massage. That's when you could really have problems, because now you've got the two different camps arguing under the same umbrella, trying to help this guy. And the player's going, I don't know which one I'm supposed to listen to and which one's better than the other. And nothing's helping him get on the field any faster.
And you know who you can blame for all of this? Tom Brady.
And I was going to say, it's the Tom Brady effect.
If you're looking at the New England situation and you're trying to figure out who's to blame for this, if Belichick tried to appease him, Kraft tried to appease him by paying the guy. Belichick gave him access. But at the end of the day, if there's a rift and it's causing issues within the Patriots organization, blame Tom Brady because he's the one that needs to say, hey, dude, you're causing problems. And I realize that now you've got to go. Go do it. I mean,
You never know. I was thinking about this. You know, when back when Tom Brady was taking that team-friendly contract, maybe this is a way of you know, paying him back because now TB12 is billing the Patriots, and he's getting income that way. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Let me tell you something, fellas. In professional sports, they find any way possible to circumvent the salary cap to make a player feel like they're getting more out of a deal.
Oh, yeah.
And so they want to stay put. It happens every day and all the time.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that they would talk about a new coach, you know, like with Belichick leaving potentially. I just find it interesting that they're still in the playoffs. All of this is coming out. It's going to be interesting to see if they lose how that organization reacts.
Why is everybody saying, oh, Bill Belichick to the Giants, Nick Saban to the Giants? Why does everybody want this big coach?
Belichick coached in New York under Parcells there, so he has a connection.
Why?
They're saying Saban has told his inside people that was the dream job that he always wanted in the NFL was the Giants job. So that's why.
I saw a meme, too, by the way, that had a picture of Saban with the Browns and Belichick with the Browns. I was like, hey, Browns. Great job letting these guys get away.
Saban was with the Browns at one
point? That's what it was a picture of. Yeah.
Because I know he failed miserably with the Dolphins.
That's what, yeah.
Really? And the other thing, just to wrap up that Patriots thing, when you were reading, if you read some of the articles, it got so petty, like grade schoolish, that when they were saying Brady really despised Garoppolo, he said the TB12 facility, or the rumor was TB12 and Guerrero were instructed by Brady not to give Garoppolo access. So the Patriots came out and had to say Garoppolo had an access card. He could go there at any time. Yeah. It's just...
it's silly.
But this is the stuff you have to deal with when you're as good as they have been for as long a period of time as they've been good. People are going to dig.
Yeah. Saban was the defensive coordinator from 91 to 94 for the Browns. There's also the
DC, huh?
Yeah, wow. DB coach for 88 to 89 for the Oilers.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're at the halfway point, so we're going to take a quick break. And with 90 in the rearview mirror and 90 still to go, we still got plenty more time with the big show. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. We've talked about a lot and still have a lot more to get to. But if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, join us, won't you? We'll be back with the second half. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the Usual Suspects. The Usual Suspects are here for you. We want you to know that. And we're teaming up with Seaforce Water and ESPN, and we're challenging you guys to lose some weight, get in shape. We want you to be a part of our weight loss challenge. All you have to do to register is go to one of the official weigh-in locations, step on the scale, get it recorded, and you are in. So if you're asking, where can I do that? You can come up to the studio, 5353 West Alabama. Get involved, get in. We've even tossed in some incentives for you guys to do so. A fantasy sports ticker from ticker.com. Or excuse me, tickercom.net, a healthy home makeover from Mo out there with Houston Family Nutrition. We're going to have a lot more prizes for you. And everyone who enters will receive 3 free meals from Healthy Gourmet. Get all the details and more weigh-in locations at ESPN975.com. All you got to do to be entered is get in there, get weighed in, and you are good to go. Yeah, Officer LG was asking, what's y'all's address for the weigh-ins? I just told you, 5353 West Alabama. I think I saw some people out in the lobby right now weighing in. Yeah, so Mike, get up here, get in.
Mike from Pick Me is participating and weighed in.
Yeah, he said his goal is 10% of his body weight. That's badass. And then JC said, is it too late to join? Nope, not too late, JC. You just heard the deal. Just get up here.
We're not going to officially get it going until next week anyway. But, yeah, you've got time. But, you know, make it
I think the deadline
to get signed up.
Yeah, they said the deadline to weigh in is close of business Monday or something like that. So, yeah, I don't wait, though, if you put it off.
Yeah, by the end of day Monday. So that's basically business hours on Monday, I believe.
Because I don't know what there's more prizes to be announced that I think you guys are going to love. And I know that like Seaforce Water is one of the main sponsors for this. If you don't know what Seaforce Water is, I'm pretty pumped because it's Chuck Norris's water. it actually comes from Chuck Norris's ranch, which is pretty badass when you think about it. I mean, anything that Chuck Norris has or owns is, it's pretty badass.
It's pretty cool to be able to manufacture water right out of your property.
That's
cool.
And it's like they talk about the fact that it's just,
it also means you're rich.
Straight out of the ground, untouched. And it helps you with your roundhouse kick.
He gets the snow right off his own mountain.
It helps you with a roundhouse. No, he doesn't get a snow. He doesn't have a mountain.
Like Nick said,
but it is.
It helps to be rich.
It's bottled at the source on Chuck Norris's Lone Wolf Ranch, C-Force. We're glad to have them as part of the weight loss challenge.
No doubt.
And
we're working on it.
The three of us are even discussing pitching in and getting you guys a championship belt for the winter.
Yeah, we are discussing that. It's not official.
Not official.
Right.
But I think we can make it happen, and we'll figure it out. But we all want a wrestling style championship belt, and I think this is the reason why I just wanted it to be from us. I'll just be honest with you guys, because we can pick, so it doesn't have to be officially who lost the most weight. Because here's the thing: if you got a guy like who was the gentleman on Twitter just now that was asking about creating a group? If you got a guy out there that's getting a lot of the listeners together,
who was it?
No, I got to pull it back up again. I think it was Chris. But if you got a guy that's getting the listeners together and helping everybody exercise and all that. Chris Householder, he wants to start a Facebook group, put everybody in there, and then everyone can meet up, play ball or whatever, help lose weight. Then if he's also lost a lot of weight and participated in it, I want to be able to select who gets that championship belt. I mean, obviously, you've got to lose a lot of weight. If you lose a pound, you ain't getting it. But part of it is if it's hard to break a tie or it's close, Other factors are going to be in play.
It's a good point, right? Because like we said from the get-go, we don't want people to sign up just to try and win the prizes. We're concerned about you guys. We want you to live a healthier lifestyle and get on the right path to a healthier weight. And so we're all participating. I mean, Nick's ineligible because there isn't a 50 to 100-pound category. But he's going to participate the best that he can. And we're all going to... Lisa wants 170.
170
Lisa said,
pounds.
What?
170.
Did you just pad your stats again?
Yeah, I did. Because you said 50 to 100.
Well, you know, you exaggerated.
You don't weigh 170, do you?
Yes, he does.
Like on the nose 170?
Because he asked me to guess, and I said 165, and he goes, damn it. You're within 5 pounds. I'm 170.
So I was 194 this morning.
At one point this summer, were you what, 170? Just asking a question.
The lowest was 174, right?
Yeah.
How
did you know that? Yeah.
Because you said it on the air. I remember that. That was his lowest weight.
Some people listen on the show, Joel. Some don't.
And you're saying Nick listens? Produces the show, and half the time he doesn't remember it.
Listen, I'm Mr. Glass House right now.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, 174 was the lowest I got over the summer. And then I slowly got back into ice cream and goodies and stuff. So I can't help it. I like to eat. What can I say? So yeah, I'm 194 now, so I've gained 20 pounds since the summer, so I want to get back down to that sexy 170.
Lisa wants in, she's not eligible in terms of the weight classes.
Yeah.
But she just wants to participate with it. I was like, hey, look, we're going to have a lot of fun events, and we'll have some things where you can definitely get involved.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it. But yeah, we're all going to be participants. We're not trying to win the prizes. We're just trying to do this to be a camaraderie building, good thing for everybody that gives us the blessing of listening to our show every day.
Yes.
By the way, Nick's playing this song. Diana Ross.
What is this?
Muscles.
And you should check out the video because you, Barry, would absolutely love it.
Why?
Just check out the video.
Why do you say that?
Barry, just as you would say, just Google it.
Why do you say that?
Just Google it. Just
check it out.
Yeah.
Considering the theme song is It's Raining Men. Isn't Barry's theme song Raining Men?
It popped up. I saw that this morning. I'm like, oh my God, someone should just play that for Barry anyway.
I hate you guys.
It's most disgusting.
I hate you guys so much. What is she like, making love to a werewolf? What is it?
It ain't a whole lot about her.
With muscles?
Yeah. Like extremely.
Okay,
I'm watching right now. She's singing in bed by herself and rubbing her arm.
It's going to change.
Since when did rubbing your arm ever become sexy, by the way?
70s.
Like if you're rubbing your shoulder, what is that? That's not a move. That's just 70s. That's like, isn't that like, you know, the universal sign for choking is you grab your throat?
Yeah.
Isn't the universal sign for I have arthritis where you rub your shoulder?
No, that's the universal sign for I need a relief pitcher.
Yeah, something. Okay, some dude in spandex just walked by. What the hell is going on with
this? While Barry enjoys muscles, we're going to enjoy a break. We're going to come back with a a whole lot more. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5.
I hate y'all.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, we're feeling better and better every day about this weight loss challenge because, look, we put our name on it and we gave you our word early on that we wanted to do this, we wanted to do it for the right reasons, and we wanted to do it to make a difference in all y'all's lives, and then we wanted to make sure it was done right. And it's starting to come together nicely. So, and Espy is living up to her part of the deal and not running from it. And based on the reactions we're getting from some of you on Twitter and text on line. Text line,
yeah.
You realize we weren't lying when we said it's worth the weigh-in.
Yeah. Your friendly neighborhood beer salesman said, boy, y'all weren't lying about Espy. That's all I'm going to say about that. I went and talked to her. She's having a blast up there.
Gosh.
Yeah. And so remember, if you want to weigh in, 5353 West Alabama for here, or you can get out to Houston Family Nutrition with Mo. And I'm telling you what, man, Mo has some kick-ass services that if you want to leg up on the competition, get out there and talk to Mo. I mean, he's going to give you a meal plan. He's going to do it like you can do a journal review of your food that you're eating. He can counsel one-on-one. Because here's the thing. I was thinking about this. Just because you eat right, you think you eat right, that doesn't always necessarily mean that you are. Because you might think something is good for you, but it's not.
Yep.
And then if you can do like the healthy gourmet meals, but that sometimes you want to save money while you're doing this, right? So you can split it. Like that's probably what I'll do is I'll do a combination of buying my own food and cooking it, which is where Mo can help me. Mm-hmm. And then I'll do some healthy gourmet meals if I don't always want a food prep or I'm just like lunch, right? Okay. Like I'm trying to get up here. So the reason we have all these, it's diverse, too. You want to mix it up, and they both can help you in different ways.
And here's the thing where Mo can help, too. If you keep a diary of what you're eating, NFL players pay $5,000 to $10,000 to get an analysis done of what they eat on a daily and weekly basis because everybody's body is different.
Yep.
Some people, you may be eating right, but your body reacts differently and adversely to carbs or sugars or different things that you put into your body. And Mo can sit there and you're not even up to pay. Especially what the NFL players are playing, he can review this and go, hey, your intake is way too high on the carbs and not balanced enough with the fats and the proteins.
Because like a perfect example that happened today that you might not, I mean, it'll be in other instances. And this one's kind of obvious for people, but you may think you're doing good drinking Diet Coke, and then you're going to sit down with Mo, and Mo's going to say, actually, you're not, because the aspartame is bad for you, and it tricks your body into thinking that you've had sweets when you haven't, so it makes you actually have more cravings for sweets because they didn't actually exist in your body, but it thought it was getting it, which is something I learned a long time ago about Diet Coke.
Right.
It just doesn't matter to me. I'll still drink them, but that's where Mo is really going to come in handy, so check that out. Somebody said, can girls join the weight loss program? Yeah. Anybody can join. Just weigh in.
And you know what? Brandon also makes a good point on the text line that we should have a division for females as well. Because it shouldn't just be that the females have to compete with the males at the different weight.
You're going to have to take that up with the folks in charge.
All right. It's worth looking into anyway.
Yeah.
Because we want it to be for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So we'll look into that as well.
Somebody said, thanks, you guys. You might as well give me the belt. I dropped 135 pounds, and all I had to do was catch her in my bed with my coworker.
Wow.
Damn. So, yeah, I'm taking this weight loss competition serious, and thank you guys for getting myself another motivated. You guys are entertaining us and saving our lives. Well, appreciate it, man. That's kind of the point. So we hope you guys enjoy
that.
That's
the whole reason why we do a lot of the stuff we do here. You know, from the time we did get started, I didn't realize we're getting it coming up on the 1 year. But the bottom line is,
we started this show what? It was after Super Bowl.
It's got to be more than 1 year.
We went full time.
I thought it was more.
No, we went full time because I was doing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays.
Right.
That started when the beginning of football season, 2016.
That was in September. That was Labor Day.
September of 2016. And then we went full time with the three of us the week after Super Bowl. So we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of The Usual Suspects with the three of us.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we doing for that?
I don't know. I figure we'd just take our shirts off and do the show.
We should have, that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, we should totally just have more and more people should just be sending us gifts, though, because it's what we've brought to the table. It's just been fantastic. It's just appreciated.
Oh, my God.
We need more than pork rinds and shirts that fit.
Speak for yourself. Those pork rinds were amazing. I'll take that.
What did you do with, but what did you do with that T-shirt?
I gave it to Nora.
What the? Was she gonna build a tent?
I figured like nightshirt or whatever.
Well, Nick was going to do the same thing.
Nothing could
Nick
get
wanted me, to wear that with his fuzzy slippers.
Nothing would get me more aroused than a woman who smells like pork rinds. You want to talk about, boiling.
And
I mean,
on that note, alrighty.
I mean, no, for real. Put on a little pork rind shirt and dab a little pork rind juice behind your ears like it's perfume. Oh, yeah.
So you must have been all about that KFC scented...
gobble you up.
Sunscreen or whatever the hell it was.
They had scented sunscreen?
It was fried chicken scented sunscreen. And it was made either by Popeyes or KFC. One of the two.
Yeah, I think I read something about that. Yeah. By the way, did you guys... this is just breaking off of ESPN, but not good with all the allegations that have been going around lately. Major League Baseball agent Jason Wood fired filming clients showering. CSE talent announced Wednesday they fired agent Jason Wood, who led its baseball division, for not upholding the company's moral and ethical standards. He was suspended by MLB's Players Association in investigation with allegations he secretly filmed his clients using his shower.
That's creepy.
Come on, man. According to FanRag Sports, which first reported the allegations, a player who didn't want to be identified found a camera when using Wood's shower, and he confronted him and then fired him.
That is super creepy.
No doubt.
Wow.
So remember how we said eventually it was going to find its way into sports? It has.
Man,
people, just act the right way.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it should be that hard to do.
No. I remember when, I was a kid too, I think when automatic toilets first came out. Long time ago, I think I was still going to like Willowbrook Mall and hanging out when they first started getting these automatic flushing toilets, because they used to not have them in the urinals. It was just the toilets, and so it wasn't just a customary thing. But I remember thinking that those were cameras at first. I remember thinking, these look like cameras? Why are they putting cameras in the boo boo room? That don't make any sense. Like, who wants to watch that? Which there are people actually that like that, but. Those always made me paranoid. Whenever you go place like a hotel, are you worried that like one of the mirrors on the wall is like it's a two-way mirror with a camera? Does that ever freak you out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do. I'm always like,
freak you out.
I have to check behind the mirror because
I'll tell you what freaks
creepy.
Me out. Our bathroom here always has panels missing in the ceiling. That's weird. And the other thing that's even weirder than that is the electrical closet to this floor evidently is on the wall in the stall.
Yeah.
So the guys have to go through the handicap stall and through a door in that stall to do any work, whatever they're working on.
What if there's a fire in there?
Stay the hell out. Yeah, stay out. That creeps me out.
That is weird. I'm surprised. I like it. It after the whole, what's her name? Erin.
Andrews.
Erin Andrews. That really freaked me out as far as hotels go.
With the peephole?
Yeah. I was so surprised even at that time that there was a peephole that even existed. I was just shocked that he was able to get a camera angle.
Right.
That was just shocking to me in itself.
You have to practice that. That's not just something you happen upon.
But just the fact that they built their building like that in that time where you can actually
see it, yeah. Maybe it was old. I don't know.
Maybe. It could have been a dated building.
But yeah, when I go to, if there's a mirror on the wall, because usually there's one off to the side of the bathroom, but whenever there's one, around the bed, I'm always a suspect of those mirrors. I have to look behind it, and usually they're attached to the wall, and I'm like, that's creepy. I don't trust people.
You travel enough.
Yeah, I don't trust people, man. That's weird. That's all I need to do is have my stupid ass naked body
now
on the internet.
Now you've given a complex to everybody that travels from now
right?
on.
Yeah.
So it's just another way that the usual suspects keeps on giving
Sorry,
back
guys.
To the listeners. All right, we'll take a break. We've got two in the books, one to go of the big show. 1 hour left, 60 minutes on the clock. As we continue to roll on, it's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.